It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We turn to Wisconsin business leaders on voting rights and democracy issues and how they connect to the broader business climate in our state and the role these companies play in supporting democratic values. Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy is a bipartisan group with a core tenet, and that is they believe it is their responsibility as leaders to support free, fair, and regular elections in which every citizen is able to exercise their right to vote. Join in 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. David Irwin is with Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy, one of its principals. He's general partner at Hiawatha Group in private equity and venture capital. David, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So connect the dots, if you will. How is a functioning democracy, democratic values, beneficial for business?
It seems pretty obvious, really, but if you look at the countries in the world where the great companies have been founded and grown to the positions that they are in, these are democratic nations with rule of law, the United States of America being first and foremost among all of those. And the reason is really very simple, that liberal democracies allow for human flourishing, the pursuit of knowledge and science and better answers to the problems that people and companies have, and stability through, through popular sovereignty and the peaceful transition of power from one administration to the next gives businesses the certainty and the stability that they need in order to plan for the future and make investments and hire people and all of the things that make companies successful.
But from a corporate standpoint, what does standing up for democracy look like? What are some examples there?
Well, some of the things that our group is doing, and I should stress at the beginning here that we're a bipartisan or nonpartisan group of business leaders that have, added a few more organically as we've gone along over the last few months. And the first thing that we're trying to do is help employers be an organ and an instrument in our society for enabling and encouraging people to take part in the democratic process. So one tangible thing that we've done along those lines is create a digital employee toolkit for employers to use that that the employer can use through their intranet or other means of employee communications to help everybody understand when the elections are, how they can get informed about the issues and the candidates running for office, what kinds of things are required in order to get registered to vote, and then just the mechanics of showing up at the right place at the right time to play their part in democracy on election days.
Your organization, it says, it is the responsibility of business leaders to support free, fair, and regular elections. What should change in how elections are being run in Wisconsin?
We believe that there are some sort of endeavors underfoot that threaten the way that elections are run in Wisconsin. In fact, we have candidates around our state and in other parts of the country who have as one of the key parts of their platform something called election integrity. To run on something called election integrity is telling citizens and voters that somehow we lack election integrity in our country and in our state. And that is simply not true. So our group really advocates for the preservation of the systems and processes that have been built up over 2.5 centuries in our country to run elections on a fair and rigorous and well-conducted basis. So we actually, I guess to answer your question a little bit more directly, we really stand in opposition to some of the efforts like you know, candidate Michaels and some other candidates expressed interest in kind of disestablishing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which we believe was a good idea when it was established and should be preserved.
How you've mentioned you've picked up some more businesses along the way here in the last few months. How widespread are these sentiments about democratic values? How widespread are they among the business community in our state? What do you hear?
I hear a lot of concerns, especially, you know, from people like me, who have historically been, you know, the center and on the right in terms of our political spectrum, people who are involved in business, people who generally side with candidates that, you know, believe in less taxation, less regulation, you know, a more open and free economy. What I hear from those kinds of people on this particular issue is a fair amount of concern about you know, frankly, the craziness that we've seen.
And David Irwin, you're breaking up here. your connection is just a bit unstable. Can you just repeat what you said there of what you've seen?
What I've seen among business leaders, including business leaders who are on the conservative or Republican side of the spectrum, is actually quite a bit of concern about the craziness that we've seen in our system since, you know, the days leading up to and including January 6, 2021, when thousands of people were motivated by untruths about the lack of integrity in an election and about fraud that didn't exist to attack our Capitol, for state legislatures to send fake electors, including our own state. These do not provide for a peaceful transition of power, which is a key part of the stability that businesses need in order to function and grow.
I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment as we talk about state business executives supporting democratic values. David Irwin is here, a tech industry executive, a principal at Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy. You can join in at 800-642-1234. David, your group ran this six-figure digital ad in the state that supports Democratic Governor Tony Evers' reelection campaign and really slams Republican candidate Tim Michaels for declining to promise he'll accept election results. Here's part of the ad.
I have never voted for a Democratic governor before, and this will be the first time.
This will be the first time that I have voted for a Democrat for governor.
This November, I'm voting for Governor Evers.
I'm voting for Governor Evers.
Because I'm voting for our democracy,
for our economy, and our country.
Why run the ad?
We run the ad because we believe that these principles of democracy should be a very key issue in this current campaign. There are a lot of things that business leaders and Americans are concerned about, you know, ranging from the economy to education, healthcare, and a number of social issues. But unless we remain true to the bedrock values of democracy in our state and our country, we're not going to be able to make decisions on those other issues in a proper democratic manner. So we're trying to elevate the importance of the respect for democracy and democratic process in our elections and absolutely highlight the difference in the way that different candidates view that issue.
Let's take a call now. Martha joining us from Menominee. Martha, what would you like to bring up?
Yeah, I'd like your guest David's take on making Election Day a holiday. If he's, you know, working with business owners, maybe this is the right group to start putting pressure on employers, you know, private businesses, to give their employees the day off. Let's make it a holiday and get everybody voting.
Martha, thank you. David, your thoughts there?
Hi, Martha. Thank you very much. Our group hasn't taken like a policy position on making Election Day a holiday. For employers who have the wherewithal to do so, We think that providing paid time off on election day is a great thing to do. Employers are required to allow time off by law, not paid time off, but employers are required to allow their people some time to go vote on election day. We haven't taken a group position on making election day a holiday or doing anything about paid time off, in terms of the law.
Let me ask you this, in the nonpartisan or bipartisan nature of this group, David Irwin, what has taken you by surprise as you meet with this group?
What's taken me by surprise is that, I think we all have a tendency to get a little bit very heavily focused on the immediate issues of the day. And for so many of us in business and elsewhere, those issues have to do with the supply chain, with inflation, with the economy, with the ability to get enough workers for our businesses, all those kinds of things. And I'm concerned, and our group is concerned, that we're forgetting just how close this country came to a really disastrous situation on the 6th of January, 2021. And that was all motivated by manufactured claims of fraud in that last election. And those lies inspired state legislatures to send fake electors, and they inspired thousands of people to attack our Capitol. This is the way that democracies die. And if we fail to be a functioning democracy, we will not have the proper means to make the right decisions and laws about the economy and education and healthcare and all those other things that are important to us all.
David Irwin on the steering committee of the group Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy, as we explore how Wisconsin companies stand up for voting rights, democratic values, what it means for the business climate in our state. Join in 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new report called the American Democracy Scorecard finds massive corporations get poor marks on how they respond to a wide range of voting rights and democracy issues. Milwaukee-headquartered Northwestern Mutual is one of the 100 companies on the scorecard, which got an F. Over 60% of the companies assessed in the report got a failing letter grade. Join in on corporate responsibility and democracy, 800-642-1234. David Irwin is here with the group Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy. Stays with us. David, I want to ask you about those findings from the watchdog group Accountable, which is tracked over $25 million as of August from Fortune 500 companies to members of Congress who voted against certifying the 2020 election results following the insurrection. What do you make of those corporate donations?
Well, I don't know anything about the organization that gave these grades that you're alluding to here. We obviously did have, I believe, more than 100 Congress people who voted against the certification of the vote. And, I think our group would say that any corporation, as part of its overall business interests needs to certainly take into account anti-democratic behavior of Congress people, such as, voting against the certification of the vote last year. But it's not my position or our group's position to, express an opinion on how well a particular company is doing with this or that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's go to John now in Milwaukee. John, go ahead.
Hello, thank you. I very much appreciate the speaker's group and their emphasis on democracy and their focus on elections, which is very appropriate today, of course, an election coming up. I'd like to just ask a question related, and that is regarding gerrymandering. I'm very concerned that the state of Wisconsin today is really not a democracy. One, votes, people's votes are not equal. I've done the math, and based on the gerrymandered situation where Republicans will always have a about a two-thirds majority in the state legislature, I feel my vote as a Democrat counts 0.6, whereas Republican votes in the state count 1.4, actually. And it's you know, that's another another challenge perhaps for his group to think about in the future following the elections. It's if you take that and other issues of the legislature not appointing governor's appointments to positions, and trying to strip and stripping powers from the governor, I don't feel as though I'm living in a democracy today in Wisconsin. And I know it's going to affect this state and its business community and everybody if this continues in this direction.
John, thank you. David, what do you hear there, and how does your group address redistricting?
Thank you. Thank you, John. I think you're absolutely right that partisan gerrymandering is one of the ways in which democracy dies. Traditionally, I've always been a Republican, so it sort of benefits me in that sense that our state has been gerrymandered in a manner that always benefits that party. But there are other states that have been, Illinois, for example, that have been heavily gerrymandered for the other party. In either case, it's bad for democracy. And it is literally part of how democracies die. This is making some people's votes count more than others, and setting ourselves up in, frankly, just a less competitive environment. Anyone who believes in free markets, as I do, believes that, you know, free markets and industry, business, and politics should exist everywhere. You're eliminating a free market when you gerrymander your state into highly uncompetitive districts. The gerrymandered state legislature is one of the reasons why we believe that Tim Michaels would not be an appropriate choice for governor, because with a Republican governor in the state house aligned with a heavily partisan and gerrymandered legislature, we set ourselves up for future elections where a governor could be very pressured by a legislature to refuse to certify the will of the people in one of our elections. That is an extremely ominous prospect. So thanks a lot for your input there. And I think as time goes on, we will give more thought to the issue you raised.
David Irwin here, principal at Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Philothea in Viroqua is here. Philothea, go ahead.
Yes, I really agree with the guest who just called in. And I'm really concerned about gerrymandering. It almost makes you want to feel like your vote is just not going to count in Wisconsin. But I wanted to really urge people to pay attention to the qualifications of each candidate and try to vote on their qualifications to be our legislators and governors, and not just vote along party lines this time particularly, because I see a lot of candidates across the country really actually totally inexperienced and not at all qualified to work on the issues that really face our country. And instead, people are just, you know, going along who supported Trump, who believes the election was a fraud, this kind of thing. I think we really need to look at the qualifications of the candidates apart from their party. So thanks for taking my call.
Yes, thank you. David Irwin, what about qualifications as your business group sees it when looking at candidates?
Thank you. We really haven't gotten into the business of assessing a candidate's policies on healthcare, education, et cetera, or how qualified they are for a role. Those differences absolutely exist, but it hasn't been an area of focus for us. I guess we've kind of taken the position that you as a voter however you feel about a candidate's qualifications and about their policy positions. You should be very heavily influenced by their attitude toward democracy, the rule of law, and the upholding of our democratic norms through open and fair elections and proper counting and certification of our votes.
Let's go to Claudia in Menasha. Claudia, hi.
Hello. I just wanted to say I had lived in Bangladesh in 1975 when they had a military coup that came in and shot the president and many family members. And I remember thinking how grateful I was that I lived in a country that had a peaceful transition of power. But, of course, now I'm more concerned.
Claudia, thank you. What do you make of her concern as the group looks at peaceful transitions of power and democratic values, David Irwin?
I think you should be concerned. 2 years ago, we had the least peaceful transition of power that's ever occurred in our country. We are setting ourselves up for a repeat of that and something potentially worse. It all starts with the false casting of aspersions on the integrity of the elections that we have. And it continues through, frankly, lying about that to voters, manipulating their patriotism into believing that they have been robbed in an election. It is not true. Anyone running on the platform of election integrity is telling you that election integrity does not exist. And that is a lie. It's a lie that got us January 6th, and it can do so again.
David, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you all.
David Irwin is a principal of Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy, general partner at Hiawatha Group. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.